Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you so much for finding the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show. Tell your family, tell your friends. The offseason of the NFL, it's never been so interesting. Between the rising of the salary cap, the availability of quarterbacks, and the potential moves that can be made, Andrew Brandt, you have so many things to talk about, and it's great to have Andrew Brandt here from Monday Morning Quarterback joining us. Andrew, I just want to make sure, is Lancaster Avenue standing? I know everybody's smiling all over Lancaster Avenue back home in suburban Philadelphia. Is everybody still smiling today?
I can't claim the fandom that you can. I'm married into Philadelphia, but it is pretty special being around here. What a team, and you know, even as not a fan grown up with it, I just admire what they did with backups everywhere. You know, I think the play of the Super Bowl that lives in infamy is a snap to a third-string undrafted running back, a pitch to an undrafted third-string tight end, and a throw to a backup quarterback. That's the Eagles in a nutshell.
As a roster, as a guy who's been involved in roster building, how impressive was that build?
Very impressive. You know, I know Howie well. I'm friends with him. I'm standing about a block away from his house. I mean, I think he put the right mix of young and old. I saw Torrey Smith the other day. He's been on three teams. He said he's never seen anything like this, the way everyone got along, white and black, old and young, veterans, 23 new players, John. 23.
Yes.
Usually teams like that are struggling at the bottom. This one won the whole thing. So great job. And, of course, the biggest upgrade of all was Chase Daniel is sent packing, and they bring in Nick Foles. What they did is what every team dreams of doing, which is immunize injury at the most important position. Amazing.
Do the Philadelphia Eagles owe Nick Foles anything other than their greatest appreciation? If Nick Foles was to come into the office with his agent and say, I would like the chance to start somewhere else, do the Eagles owe him anything?
You know, I think when you're I've been on both sides, so I've been on that agent side, but I think when you're a team, you do what's in best interest of the team, and I think they're lucky that Nick Foles seems to be a person that understands that. You have this unique situation where the Super Bowl MVP is going back into a backup role. Listen, if they get an offer, I mean, the highest I would possibly think would be a second-round pick. And then I think you got to really, really think about it both ways. The obvious question, John, is do they have an answer at backup?
Because correct.
If you don't. Now, listen, this is a team that gave Sam Bradford $11 million as a signing bonus and then traded him because a first-round pick came up. They owe Foles a $3 million roster bonus in a month. Could they trade him in the summer when someone gets injured and someone gets desperate? I think they could, but Jesus, what is the backup plan? Because not only dealing with Carson Wentz's injury short term, but I think long term is really the question. And then just to answer the circular answer to your question is, will they try to extend Nick Foles, who's up after this year? I would say yes, but if I'm Foles' agent, why would I do that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So there's a tough one there.
Andrew Brandt joining us here, John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. If you had a chance to have coffee with Kirk Cousins, and he said, Andrew, give me the two or three places that I really need to be looking at if the money is fairly comparable.
You know, the problem, John, I think when everyone talks about Cousins or Foles or Keenum or Bradford or whoever's going to be out there, I don't know if there are a lot of teams. I mean, the obvious ones come up are not good teams, and
right.
That's the Jets and Cleveland. You also have Arizona and Denver out there, but here's the problem. There's four or five first-round quarterbacks. Cleveland and the Jets will probably take two of them, and then you're sort of sitting as a placeholder, no matter what they pay you. So I'm not so sure the market is as strong as for any of these guys, including Cousins, as projected, because if you're Cleveland, are you really going to sign Kirk Cousins and then take one of those guys number one? And if
No.
you're Cousins, why would you want to do that? So maybe, you know, if I had to look at these teams, then you look at Denver and Arizona, which seem to have more going for them than the other two. But you got to wonder, are they drafting a first-round quarterback? Because if they are, what's the plan? And you don't want to be the Mike Glennon or Sam Bradford of the past 2 years that wants out once they know this guy's the future.
You had a chance. If you had a chance to go to Jacksonville, if they were interested, if Tom Coughlin comes calling, Andrew, I would knock people over to get it to go and be a part of that roster, because that roster is about as good as it gets in the NFL if you're talking about young talent. And he could be the missing link there.
Yeah, now you're bringing up a team that's on the other end of the spectrum.
Yes.
Now you're bringing up a team that needs that piece. You know, they got to probably upgrade at receiver too. But, yeah, I mean, there you're talking about a different situation. But I haven't heard anything out of them that they're down on that they're going to move on from Bortles. And if Bortles is making $19 million, they're not adding someone at that level.
Yeah, at that point, unless somebody wanted Bortles, and I don't see anybody doing that. So.
No, I don't see that. And listen, the next question you're asking me probably is, what do I do with Bortles? And, you know, $19 million is a ton, but that's what you get when you have a first-round quarterback going into their option year.
Right.
You don't have any future. It's kind of like a franchise tag. So unless I see a better option, I'm going there. And listen, they got to play away from the Super Bowl with him. Can they do it again? I don't know. He's got something, some skills that others don't. He's got a great mobility. So I don't see a better option there.
If you lean towards one of these stories, the Eagles were an amazing story we'll be talking about forever, or the Eagles are a story that we're going to be talking about for the next three or four seasons, which one do you lean more towards?
If you're asking me if I think this team is built for sustained success, absolutely. 20 of 22 starters coming back, guys signed for the long term. Howie, I know from being a consultant there, their mantra is get to these young core players early, like Lane Johnson,
right,
like Zach Ertz, like Fletcher Cox.
Lock them up.
Lock them up. We did it in Green Bay. And then this sort of right mix of these guys like Chris Long and Malcolm Jenkins, just such leaders on this team. I think they're there. I mean, listen, John, we say this about every Super Bowl winner, don't
sure.
we? Seattle,
we
a
do.
Few years ago. They're going to win a few of these. It's so hard. But I get back to my point. They have immunized for injury on this team. I don't know if there's any team in the league that's done that. They can lose Wentz. They can lose Jason Peters. I mean, it's
yes.
an amazing fact about this team.
I so appreciate your insights. And, Andrew, I look forward to catching up with you throughout the offseason, because that's where some of the most interesting conversations go down. We'll talk to you about, you know, sort of like free agency draft, and catch up then.
Got it,
thank
John.
You, buddy.
It's my busy time when the games are off.
There you go. That's
care.
When it's busy. Thanks, man. There's Andrew Brandt joining us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.